Bishop J. Wiggins. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and everyone. Thank you for tuning in on today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you the glory, because all the glory belongs to you. Spirit of the living God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. I come against every demonic spirit that wants to hinder this broadcast on today, God. Lord, you said no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father God, we are believing in your word and we are trusting in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We were doing a series on the six benefits of drawing near to God. And we was focusing on James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That was the first one, to seek him. And number two was, he will guide you through all truth. It's come from John 16:13. Number three was, he will show you great and mighty things to come. That is John 16:13. Number four, we will talk about, he will make you perfectly strong. Nehemiah 8:10, the New King James Version says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. People of God, when you run into an impossible situation, one you just don't have the strength or the ability to handle, or you often tempted to give up and just accept defeat. Maybe it isn't just one challenge. Maybe it's one challenge after another. Feels like soon as you get out of one trial, here come another one. But a whole onslaught of trials all come at once. It could be an illness, bad news, or a temptation you have to face. You don't have to face discouragement or weariness ever again, because God knew the moment he created you, you need him. That's why his word says his strength is made perfect in you. 2 Corinthians 12:9. How? The word translated strength in this scripture is dunamis. It means God's miracle working power. Just think about that. When your human strength ends, that's where God's power begins. And he has promised that his miraculous power will bring you through. So don't wait for a crisis to come before you draw near to God. Build your relationship with him so you are prepared when trouble comes. You'll know in advance that if you're sick and the medicine has failed you, if your finances are just out of control, if your family is falling apart, and you've done absolutely all you know to do, you still haven't gotten results, you can rejoice. You can praise God, because God's grace is sufficient for you. And when your strength ends, his dunamis power propels you to victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Number five is, he will give you everything you need. Matthew 6:33, the New King James Version says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So what do you need today? Do you need a healing? Do you need a financial breakthrough? Do you need a miracle? There is a promise you need to know about. Matthew 6:33. It says that when you seek God's kingdom first and his righteousness, all things, not some things, but all things will be added to you. You don't have to struggle and fight to get what you need. It's all in the promise. So what's your part? I'm glad you asked. To seek him first sounds simple, right? Yet it is a struggle for many people. They feel irresponsible if they aren't worrying or working by their own strength. Sure, we are called to put forth the effort in the natural, but not to achieve the victory on our own. So what does it mean to seek him first? It's simple. Put the word of God first. And once you put the word of God first, put the word of God into action. Activate that word. Do what the word of God says do. No matter what your needs or goals are, it is the wisdom, listen to me well, that comes from the word of God that will get you there. Thank you, Jesus. So commit yourself right now to do what it takes to saturate, that's it, yourself with the word of God. Use every available moment to read, to study, to listen to, and meditate on the word of God. If you draw near to the feet of Jesus through your prayer and through your worship and your praise, then watch everything you need and desire, even some things you've never imagined, come right to you. Let's talk about number six. He will anoint your natural abilities. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me. Luke 4:18, the New International Version. If God has ever called you to do something outside of what you would normally do, the first thing you thought might have been, I can't do that. God is not looking for ability. He's looking for availability. It doesn't matter what you are in the natural. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't even matter what your past was. The natural realm is no problem to God. He can still use you. He's got the ability, and he'll give you his ability. He will put his super on your natural. So what he has to have is someone who will make themselves available to him. Someone who will draw near to him and to heed his voice. People of God, drawing near to Jesus moves you into the supernatural. Come on here, somebody. Where God's ability moves onto your ability. And you are no longer dependent on your own knowledge, intelligence, or get this, your talents. Because remember, everything belongs to God. He never looks at your bank account. Mm-hmm. He never really looks at your natural ability. So when he gives you an assignment, all he expects is that you obey him and the promptings that come to you. Take that step, trust in him, to give you supernatural ability to accomplish what he's asked you to do. So don't you ever look at yourself in the natural and say, I'm just not suited for that, or I'm not good enough for God's assignment. If God gave you an assignment, he has already equipped you for the job. If he called you out, he has already equipped you to go to battle. He has already equipped you with a word to go and to deliver that word. God doesn't want you to do his work in the natural. Come on here, somebody. It's too many people working in the natural without God being there with them. The only way you can do his work is through his power and his ability. We can't do nothing on our own. When it comes to God's work, no. We have to seek guidance from God on what to do. We got to hear his voice clearly on where to go, how to do it, and what to say. So what it is he calling you to do today? What has God called you to say? Is it beyond your own ability? If it is, then draw near to Jesus. Walk forward in faith, and God's ability will meet you there. So, people of God, are you ready to experience the rewards or the benefits of drawing near to God? Are you tired of just going through the motions, thinking that you are doing everything that God has called you to do, and you don't see the fruit of your labor? Are you ready to experience a mighty move of God? Because this is the season. God is pouring out His Spirit on anyone who is willing to receive it. He is uprooting, plucking out. He is placing people in their right position. He is relocating people for their assignments. But the only reason that He is doing this to some, because they have been drawing near to Him, to hear Him, to get the assignment, and they are ready to do what God has called them to do. So when you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. He will guide you to all truth. You won't miss nothing. He will show you things to come. He'll make you perfectly strong. He will give you everything you need. And He will anoint your natural abilities to do what He has called you to do. He will put His super on your natural. And you shall do great and mighty things for the Lord. There is nothing you can't do when you have access to these rewards. There is a special kind of relationship you have gained when you have these rewards. And these rewards is not for everybody. Let me make that clear. You got to be born again to enjoy the benefits of the Lord. You got to be born again. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in order to enjoy the blessings of God. You got to accept Him in order to have victory in your life and not defeat. You got to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior to walk in total freedom. So people of God, on today, victory is yours. Only if you draw near to Jesus and walk in it. Because He is standing there waiting on you. He has never left you nor forsaken you. Walk in victory on today. Well, I invite you to go visit my website, www.patriciajweeks.com, and utilize the various books that I have written. Also, I would like to invite you to the Seven Last Sayings of Jesus Christ, which will be held at Trinity Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street, March the 15th at 3 p.m. We have some dynamic men and women of God. That is the 15th at 3 p.m., Trinity Baptist Church. See you there. And until next week, may God richly bless you. I love you, and God does too.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
Anyone can get long COVID, even Isaiah, age 26.
I got COVID in October 2020 and 3